It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says the chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different?
Hey, yo, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars. And I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. Today, we're going to journey into part two of our mental health awareness episodes that we've been doing. And today will be episode one of anxiety. We're gonna jump right on into anxiety. This is a big one here. And I guess I would have to start the episode off asking, like, what exactly is anxiety? Well, I took a few minutes and I looked it up. And the dictionary's version of anxiety is basically a feeling of worry, nervousness, or just feeling uneasy. Typically feeling uneasy about like intimate events or like just doing things and then always having an uncertain outcome. So like, this is all mental, man. And I had to dive in a little bit more, man, to figure out, you know, where all this stands. And that's when I started to learn that there actually is six types of anxiety that can actually be diagnosed by a doctor. One is phobias, man. Phobias are intense fears of specific like animals or objects or insects or situations. Generalized anxiety, panic disorders, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, which we know it as OCD, post-traumatic stress disorder, which we know it as PTSD, and separation anxiety disorder. I think today, man, we're going to try to touch up on some of these issues and some of the symptoms, you know, to kind of help us recognize how we can help people if we notice them and see the things that they're going through. So today I got the homies on here, man, again with me, man. I got Brian on here and I got my man Big Mo. Hey, fellas, come on on, man, and say what's up and introduce yourselves again.
Yo, what's up, man? It's Big Mo, military veteran, 13 years counting.
Man, you already know. Chubby is just Elba.
All right, so first, man, I want to welcome y'all back, man, to the episode today. And I think I'm kind of glad, man, I got the homies on with me, man, to take this first step into this new journey that we're going on into episode one, part two with anxiety. First, let me ask, man, has either one of y'all ever been like clinically diagnosed with anxiety or any kind of mental healthness?
I have. I got diagnosed with anxiety back in 2018, man, by a mental health counselor at the not at the VA, but this is outside the VA. And because when I came back from Afghanistan, man, I was bad, bro. I'm talking about deep depression, just paranoid everywhere I went, man. PTSD off the charts, man. And bro, it was just ridiculous. I couldn't go to restaurants without my palms sweating, man, because I didn't know what to expect. Because I was always on alert over there going places. You know what I'm saying? So when I came back to the States, it just triggered over from there. From Afghanistan to the States, man, and it was ridiculous, man. I had to get help for that.
Wow. Hey, that's big. That's big. What about you, B? You have any clinically diagnosed mental illness or health issues or anything like that?
You know, I should access more services, and I've gone to therapy in the past, but I don't know if you guys know this or not. That's what I do for a living. I manage counselors.
Okay.
So when we talk about this, I think about all the different types of anxiety treatments, et cetera, et cetera. And to answer your question, yes, I think everybody has a certain level of anxiety, but I can't tell you a formal diagnosis. And you know, just because we're doing the show, I'll put this little factoid out there because you know, you guys know I love statistics. Yeah. About 40-something million American people actually suffer with anxiety, but only about a third get treatment or actually deal with it. So you got about 12 million people that are really active in healthily managing this. But in some sense or form, everybody deals with anxiety, and we'll probably talk about that today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So with that being said, man, I guess the next step that we would need to take would be recognizing and noticing the symptoms. Some common anxiety signs, some symptoms and stuff that the research that I found that gave me was feeling nervous, being restless or tense all the time, having a sense of impending danger or panic, or like always feeling like you in danger, just like doom, you know what I'm saying? Having an increased heart rate, breathing rapidly, hyperventilating a lot. You know, like if people don't know what that means, that's like when you look at the movies and stuff, you see the people breathing into the brown bag. They consider that a hyperventilation. And sweating profusely, trembling, feeling weak and tired all the time. But you know, that kind of like ties into depression as well, with the feeling weak and all of that. And then just having a lot of trouble concentrating and thinking, you know, about anything. Like you can't stay focused on one subject. You always worried about something. You know what I'm saying? Having anxiety and being diagnosed with anxiety, like, do you think that has hit the nail on the head? Like, do y'all ever experience any of those kind of symptoms? Because I actually have, and I've never been diagnosed with anything, you know?
Y'all, anxiety, right? That's from the beginning of time. It's in us. I think it's in everyone. Yeah. But have y'all ever had that moment, right? I think we're very spiritual people. I'll leave with that, right? Yeah. But have you ever had those moments where your spirit in guiding you can feel confused?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I have.
I think that's really a cue of anxiety, because this is evolution. This is since the beginning of time. Know about our surroundings. It helps our body, for our body to release certain chemicals and react a certain way, present and do certain things. It's just that when we are unsure, or we're in those situations where we have a physiological response, like Bobby was talking about with anxiety, where your heart rate increases, you can, visually start to sweat, your thoughts start to race, and, you start to unravel because of the chemicals that are released when we feel anxious. It's not the same anxiety that we, had probably, 10,000 years ago. We have different triggers and cues and environments. I just wanted to say that, this anxiety thing, y'all, we really laying it out. Like, I think anybody listening to this should be able to really understand what anxiety is. And I think we all can relate because we felt it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that makes sense, man. Make a lot of sense. Mo, do you feel like most of the time because of your past experiences, whether, like being in the military and all that, do you think that brings forth your anxiety sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes it do, man, especially when I'm in, like, if I go somewhere and it's real crowded.
Yeah.
That right there is definitely triggers my anxiety, man. My heart started beating real fast, man. And I just be thinking of like different scenarios and stuff in my head, bro. Thinking that this gonna happen or whatever, man. Like me, bro, when I go to like places, I never sit or stand with my back against the door. All because of whatever happened when I was overseas, you know what I'm saying? So I'm always on alert. So I'm like, shit, if you gonna get me, you gonna get me while I'm looking at you. Right. You're not gonna get me while my back turned. No. You're gonna have to look me in my eyes if you're gonna do anything to me.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know what I'm saying? Especially being military, man, you gotta be on alert at all times. And a lot of people don't, a lot of military guys are like that. Any military guy that you talk to, they definitely would tell you that, you know what I'm saying, when they go to, especially if you done been deployed multiple times like I have, they definitely gonna tell you that, you know what I'm saying, that's how they are at all times, on alert, man. It'd be ridiculous, and it will rile up your anxiety. And
hey, big homie, is it people that trigger you?
Sometimes it is people that trigger me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that happening. I could.
Sometimes it's people that trigger me, bro. And you know how you know how some people, you know, your intuition.
Yeah.
Let you know. You know what I'm saying? That stuff for real. People be thinking mugs be playing when they be saying that, but that's for real, man.
Most said it better than I did. It's intuition. Uh huh.
Yeah. You can kind of
sense when something crazy about to happen. So when I call something crazy about to happen, I know to get on down. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna
stay there and let something happen to me or my people when I feel that it's about to be something crazy, man. So I'm like, hey man, look, let's roll. These motherfuckers just walked in here, man. I got a feeling it's about to be some crazy stuff that's about to happen. And we don't need to be involved to get caught up with none of that. So
yeah, absolutely. I
mean, we usually bounce, bro.
Yeah, I mean, that just makes sense. Well, look, man, we're gonna go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, man, we're gonna have a discussion on what some of the common triggers are anyway, you know, that can bring on anxiety. So stick around, man. We'll be back in a second.
I don't love her. I try to tell myself, but you can see it in my eyes. So don't deny, I can't fool no one else. The truth is in the tears I cry. If it isn't love, why do I feel this way? Why does she stay on my mind? And if it isn't love, why does it hurt so bad? Make me feel so sad inside. If it isn't love.
Hey, yo, yeah, man. Hey, it's the big homie. We back. I'm back with the homie B, and I'm back with Mo. We was just speaking on anxiety, man, and they kind of laid it down, man, let you know, people and certain sounds and, you know, situations and things like that can actually bring forth anxiety. So I think we're going to spend a few seconds here and kind of talk about some of the common triggers, man, like things that actually trigger anxiety for people, just common people, man, like myself and some of the listeners and everybody else. I think some of the common triggers that I would say, man, would be like stress, man, like work stress and like moving and trying to change jobs, you know, like your living arrangements and stuff like that. For some women, like pregnancy and giving birth and things like that, because it's something that you've never done before. So there's a lot of anticipation, family, relationship issues, major emotional shocks, you know what I'm saying? But for the young kids right now, it's a major emotional shock would be a celebrity dying for them, you know what I'm saying, right now. And I think that plays a huge part, and that's because of, again, it's traumatic and stressful because it's all over social media nonstop. But I think another thing is the verbal, sexual, physical, emotional, all kinds of abuse, man. Like, I think that can trigger anxiety, because if it continues to happen all the time, when you see that person that's delivering that to you, you're going to kind of, it'll trigger you. You know what I'm saying? And I think finally, death, man, just the loss of a loved one. And if it's a husband, a wife, or something like that, and y'all share a certain song or a certain movie or inside joke, whenever you see it, that'll trigger, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What y'all think, man?
Yeah, that's true, man. But especially among military members, especially female military members, man.
Yeah.
Sexual assault are big triggers for them, man. Mm-hmm. And you know something with the military, you know, sometimes, man, they have to see the person in court that, you know what I'm saying, that committed the sexual assault against them, man, because they have to get court-martialed or whatever when they get ready to do all this. And when you see that person that did the actual sexual assault to you, that brings up the anxiety in you. Because I spoke to a lot of females, man, because I do the, I'm an EO rep, equal opportunity rep for my battalion, man. And I have to talk to the females, man, whenever some stuff like that happens. Or just talk to somebody, period, bro. Whenever something happened to them within the military, and just talking about it bring up the anxiety back on.
Yeah, man, that's serious. That's serious, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy, bro, that you'll be surprised what happens in the military, bro. That never get put out there. You'll be surprised about all the crazy stuff that goes on, man.
Yeah, I've heard some stories. I have.
Telling you, bro. It's ridiculous.
Okay, so let's say, like I mentioned earlier, man, you know, with OCD and PTSD, these are two of the biggest mentions when you speak to people about anxiety. Now, Mo, man, you military, bro. So, like, give me a short rundown of an event or something that may have happened to you while you were on tour or on duty or something like that that resulted in you having PTSD.
Man, bro, this was in Iraq when I went to Iraq in 2012 to 2013, man. We went out, you know what I'm saying, on a mission or whatever, and you know, we had been traveling this same route for the whole time we was over there, for like the last 6 months, man, we was doing this same route. And then when we was on this route, all of a sudden, man, you see trees on the side of the road. Right. So we like, hold up, man. That's kind of odd, because we've been, bro, ain't no trees gonna grow up in the damn desert like that.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? So we on this same route. I'm scanning or whatever in the gunner's. I'm scanning in the gunner's hatch or whatever, man. And I'm scanning, and then I control and I tell my commander, man. I'm like, look, something ain't right. You know what I'm saying? We might need to slow down or, you know what I'm saying, speed through this. So he didn't want to listen, man. So the same shit kicked in. I was like, okay, man, I'm thinking about it, because I done grew up in the hood, so I know when shit ain't right. So boom, okay, we go down the road. I'm looking. All of a sudden, I see a fucking flash. Fucking IED done went off.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
The IED went off and it blew up. It hit the truck in front of me. And it triggered back and it shook my truck, knocked me down in the gunner. It knocked me down inside the truck and knocked me out for 30 minutes. When I woke up, I was in the hospital, bro.
Damn, that's crazy.
Check this out, B. The only thing I remember is seeing that flash, and I don't remember nothing else after that.
Wow.
So,
yeah. What kind of injuries did you have when you woke up?
They diagnosed me with a traumatic brain injury, man. So now to this day, man, I might forget some stuff, man, or I might not. You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to remember a lot of stuff now, man. I had to get my memory back right, man. It hit me just that hard, bro. When we got hit, it hit just that hard, and it was like a 40 pound of C4 IED that went off.
20 pounds of C4?
40 pounds of C4.
40, dang.
Yeah, that's like enough to blow up 40 pounds. Yeah. That's enough to take out 200 square feet or something like that?
200 square feet or something, man. That's enough to take out 3-4 buildings, man.
Man, Jesus, yeah.
Crazy. Bro, man, I'm talking about it put a hole so big in the ground, man, that you could actually step down in that hole.
Yeah.
I was like, man, it was ridiculous, man.
So it was on the ground. Somebody ran over it. Y'all ran over it to trigger it.
No, it was remote control. Yeah, he did it on his cell phone.
Damn.
And what happened was, man, we got trucks that's supposed to block the cell phone frequency, but right. they was messed up that day. They malfunctioned that day.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So crazy, it couldn't block.
It's so much technology.
Right.
Yeah.
They ain't got no technology in Afghanistan. They started out with none.
None at all.
Then they had 20 years of America dumping billions of dollars a day in there.
So Mo, then what would you say is the end result to that? Like, do you like hear loud sounds and kind of, you know, heart get to racing and you kind of,
bro,
you know
what I'm saying? I don't go to I don't like for like when people be shooting fireworks, I don't even go outside, man, because it triggers that PTSD and that anxiety back up, man.
Wow.
I don't do that. I let my kids do the fireworks or whatever, but I don't do it with them.
Yeah.
Because it's bad like that, man. My anxiety is jacked.
Have they told you about CTE from TBI?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
They told me about all that, man. So that when I heard TBI and CTE, that was my first time ever hearing something about CTE.
Wow.
Right.
I never heard CTE
because you had until a concussion. They told me about. If you you know, you had a concussion, you had a what do they call it? Deem your injury, traumatic brain injury. From all that stuff, and I know you got some physical stuff in there as well. So in 10 and 15 and 20 years, as you chart all of your different health records, I know you're gonna be stronger than a lot of these guys, Mo. But that's where your success is gonna be, because you're doing it now. If you can maintain it and continue to do it and have a little sample size to show for it, that's what this game is all about, because it's an injury.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? I've been holding up, maintaining so far, man. You know, like for the past couple of months or past year and a half, man, I really hadn't even had an anxiety attack, man, because my counselor she bomb, man. She the bomb, bro. Yeah. So I got different techniques that I use, especially when I'm about to go out and I know I'm going to be around a whole lot of people. I do my techniques before I go out, man, because I know anything can just trigger my anxiety. But I still don't sit with my back to the door, though. That's rule number one, buddy. Nah. Never sit with my back to the door.
Well, I've been, honestly, man. Well, wait, before I move into the next segment, B, what about you, man? Have you had any traumatic experiences that may cause any kind of anxiety for you?
Man, that's kind of what I was going to talk about, right?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. There's generalized anxiety, which doesn't really have a trigger. That's just how you feel, right? Yeah. That's just kind of, I'm nervous because... But then you have traumatic stress where there's a clear trigger and a clear event and a clear change, right? And you have phobias that come as well, which deal with these same triggers, right? Because I think the first question you asked was about triggers. And Mo is throwing out all the triggers that he has that are real, that are structural.
Yeah.
I definitely have generalized anxiety and, you know, being triggerless in a lot of things, it helps me kind of identify my reactions because I try to keep it in the middle. When we come back from the break, I'll probably talk about the different types of anxiety and maybe some techniques, because we all deal with anxiety. It's just kind of a honored for the homie to actually share with us some real stuff, you know, like where he's coming from with his anxiety to help us learn more. So
yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do.
Right, that's what's up, man. Well, I do know before I do take a break, though, I do know that I have been told by a few people, you know, it's easy to fall into an anxiety attack, you know, when you feel a lot of pressure. And I didn't understand that at first, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of had to learn it. And some people do have attacks and never even know it. Like then they experience it so much that it just kind of become normal to them. When I did my research, though, I found out that having these attacks, man, like it's a lot of things that you can look for. So you're right, B. When we come back from break, you know, we'll jump in to talking about like some of the things that you can kind of key in on to see, you know, when people are actually about to have an anxiety attack or when they are experiencing it. You know, that amount of anxiety, how long the anxiety attacks can last and things like that. So, yeah. So let's take a quick break, man. We'll be right back.
You know, I've been searching for someone who can share that special love with me. And your eyes have that glow. Could it be your face I see on my computer screen? Need a special girl to share with my computer world. I no longer need astrology, thanks to my technology.
It's the big homie, man. Welcome back. Hey, yo, before we left, man, hey, this is an intense conversation, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, this is crazy, bro. Like, I'm learning so much today from the homies, man. You know what I'm saying? About all the things that's going on with anxiety. And we coming right on back in, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about these triggers, man. The things that can actually trigger an anxiety attack. Fast heart rate, fast breathing. A lot of sweating, people saying nausea, trembling, feeling weak in the knees. And the biggest one is like just feeling stuck, like you can't move, you can't run away, you can't get away. But it's been said that anxiety attacks typically only last about 30 minutes, but the symptoms can reach some like real intense moments. We're hearing all these symptoms, you know, Mo, B, like we're hearing all these symptoms, man. Like, have y'all ever like felt yourself coming on to having an anxiety attack? I mean, because we all know that anxiety can build up for hours, man, even days. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, we all have had panic attacks. And just like you're saying, it's about severity, right? There's a scale of this. Yeah. You bottling it up and holding it in and dealing with it, that's not necessarily mild, right? Because that does damage to us. And it's manifested through the body. Because you got to remember, this is a lot of it is brain chemistry and how we're feeling and how the world affects us and how we interact with it. I think I've been going back to the point with Mo about how there was a clear trigger. If something physically happened that cascaded everything else. Yeah. That's what makes this so difficult, because everybody's is rather different. Everybody has different anxiety, and then we get different anxieties throughout our lives. So yes, I feel that my body aches when I do that, holding it in, when I try not to release or address something, or I'm frustrated with something that I've got to deal with, and there's something that I got to deal with that I'm tired of dealing with, that I just can't get off my plate. And then, you know what I mean? You feel that trigger, stress. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You feel that stress, whether it's how you speed up in your presentation, how you rush through things, how you become disorganized, unneat, cluttered. There's all kinds of different ways of doing it. For me, I turn into Mark Wahlberg when I'm irritated. Everything annoys me and agitates me, and that becomes my disposition. I'm really bad with that. Mo, when you get stressed out, you a cool dude. You like a real smooth dude. Like you know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of looks to you and leans on you. So what do you do when you feel anxious about the things going on around you?
Man, usually I meditate. I love meditate. A lot of people don't understand, man. Meditation is key, bro. Meditation and yoga, bro. I did yoga for like a year and a half, man. went back, I think, 17 or 18.
Yeah, I
did yoga.
I want to try yoga, man. I ain't going
to
stop.
Man, the key to it, though, man, the yoga is you definitely got to, not yoga, I mean meditation or whatever, man. You need to get somewhere and you just need to take your brain away from all the bull crap that's going on around you.
Right.
And that's the key to the meditation thing. And yoga, man, it's going to be hard. It's going to be rough when you first start out because you got to get that flexibility, man. And that what really hurt a lot of people. I played baseball, so we had to have, you know what I'm saying, a little flexibility. We did a lot of stretching and everything, man. So I was kind of like real easy to like ease into yoga. It was easy. It was easier for me because of that situation right there. But nah, man, that's what I usually do, man. Meditation, bro. That's a big thing for me, man.
Okay,
and now I got my kids off into meditate, bro.
Oh, like that's my good. Daughter, that's
my
good.
My daughter, she's in college right now. So when her grandma died back in back last year, October mm-hmm. of last year, which is her mama. When her grandma died, man, she went into a deep, deep, deep depression, and she ended up getting diagnosed with depression or whatever, and anxiety, man. So every now and then, she something triggered her anxiety, and I don't know if it's school or if she just overthinking shit, man. Most of the time, it's her overthinking stuff.
Yeah,
though,
I was gonna say that. Yeah, most of the time, it's the thought process. Yeah,
and I try to tell her that all the time, man. That you really overthinking stuff when it's not really a big problem. You overthinking it when it can just be here real easy like that. But you know, she got to learn, man. She got to learn.
All right, okay. So hearing you say that, then that kind of just leads me into the next thing, like basically like coping with the anxiety. Like, of course, you know, we gonna figure out later, you know, how to fix it. But right at the moment, like just coping with it, like there's ways that you can do it. Like when you're feeling anxious or you're feeling stressed or something, like it's just like you got to take a time out. Like these are all things that have been researched and supposedly works for people when they're having an anxiety attack. So mm-hmm. it's like take a time out. This is when you're actually feeling anxious and stressed out. Eat a well-balanced meal. Limit your alcohol and your caffeine. You know, because both of them can kind of like aggravate your anxiety and trigger your panic attacks. Get plenty of sleep. You know what I'm saying? Exercise daily to help you feel good and maintain your health. That's your meditation and your yoga. You know what I'm saying? And then they say take a lot of deep breaths. And they say count to 10 slowly. And basically just do your best, man. Like, I don't know, man. Like this has been a real informative episode, man. Like today I done learned a lot from y'all, man. And I said that earlier, you know what I'm saying, when we came back from break, like that's real talk, man. Like, because I said I've never really been diagnosed for anything, but I know reading and researching, I feel like, damn, I just diagnosed myself, you know what I'm saying? Like real
talk.
So
man, did you know that anxiety really can affect your sex life too?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was just about to say, that's another tell for me. Like, if I'm deep in some depression, it's not a lot of sexual activity. And I know that that's a good outlet for a lot of different things. That's real. And you notice it a lot in women because of how it affects their bodies. And I think that's a constant string that we really don't address a lot. This stuff affects your body. It's how you feel. Turning into how you hurt. And that's why I think mental health is really gaining a lot of steam, because we all have and feel a lot of physical symptoms or have physical manifestations of our anxiety, whether it's just basic sweating and heart palpitations and heart rate, maybe some pupils getting a little bit more dilated, and you see that stress, right? But what would it look like if we could address not even half of our population, y'all? Let's say we get like 30 million people. Like, let's keep this bare minimum, right? 30 million people's lives that could change. I think that that's where we could really become a progressive nation. If we understand, invest, and are successful in our mental health campaigns, because people don't know. People are horribly misinformed. As Black men coming together at the table, I think we are an anomaly because we don't have a right to mental health. That's why I want it, because it's not meant for me, right? That's not my privilege. I need all of it.
Yeah. Hey, exactly. I agree with that 100, man. That's 100. Real talk. Like, I agree with that, man. But okay, so if we gonna do this, man, let's dial in real quick before we end the show today. Let's dial in real quick, man. Y'all tell me, like, what's the solution, man? Like how do we fix anxiety? Like, how do we fix it within ourselves?
I'm gonna make mine short and sweet, quick and simple. If we limit the sugar or manage our diets, and really keep up and have conversations with each other in community like this, I think mental health is gonna look different. That's gonna be my knob.
Man, just limit. I would say, man, limit thinking. Don't overthink a lot of stuff, man. We gotta figure out ways to not overthink certain situations that you're in, man. Like overthinking school, overthinking your job, extra job or whatever, man. You just need to simmer down, calm down, and just don't think about the bad shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Think about all the good stuff that might happen. Right. So anxiety is another thing, man. It triggers a lot of bad thoughts, man. So it's like, nah, man, you don't need to think about something bad that's gonna happen. You always think about the good stuff, the good things out of it. Like, I can think of a lot of good things that happened on my floor, but the bad things outweigh the good, though. So it's easier for me to go into thinking about the bad things than thinking about the good things, man. So it's crazy, especially with military people. It's different ways with us, man. It's, anything can trigger our anxiety. It don't even matter, bro.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's 100, man. Well, to close it out for me, man, I guess I can say the things that I've read and the things that I've gotten the information, it's basically just learning about anxiety, man. Mindfulness, relaxation techniques, correct breathing techniques, like B said, dietary adjustments, like fix your diet, exercise. You got to learn to be assertive, man. Stand 10 toes down, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Build your self-esteem, you know. It may take cognitive therapy, exposure therapy, structured problem solving. Like, we dealt with structured problem solving as general managers for fast food restaurants. Those are in the classes we had to take and stuff like that. And we learned that. Medication, and most importantly, man, just like Mo said in the beginning of his talk with us before, support groups. Find somebody that you can rap with, man. You know what I'm saying? Like,
definitely, man. That's the whole key. That's the whole key, man. You got to find somebody. You got to be around people that really don't understand where you're coming from, man. You can't be around them people that be like, when you come to them with the problem, you're like, ah, man, you're going to be all right. That ain't nothing. Like, dude, you don't know what the hell I'm going through. So how you going to say that's nothing, man? You heard what I said, but you didn't hear what I said. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
People already know, like you can already tell if they're going to listen or not, man. And it was like, oh, here we go with this shit. Like, damn, bro, I just want you to listen to me. People that with anxiety or with depression or having suicidal thoughts, you can catch the signs if you actually paying attention, man.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the truth right there. Just when we did the episode 1 of depression, we spoke on that, you know. But before we go, man, B, Mo, y'all got any last words for our listeners, man, on this subject today?
Yeah, I got some, man. Man, meditate whenever you having any problems. Figure out how to meditate if you figure any anxiety problems coming up, man. Do some yoga, exercise, man. Change your diet, like B said. Change your diet, man. Switch stuff up, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. You can't do things the same way all the time and expect a different result. What about you, B, man? You got any last words for our listeners?
Man, I'm just thankful that we came together, talked about it. I think this was a really good and productive conversation. If anybody wants to catch up with me, any of the projects that I'm working on, you can catch me on all platforms at Chubby Idris Elba. And I actually have development right now for another project that I'll be sharing very soon. Taking a little bit of a fitness journey. And I'm really excited for that one as well. Chubby Idris Elba, all platforms. Bobby Dollar, he the man holding it down. The homie Big Mo, you already know. Every time I get to work with you, man, it's a pleasure, y'all. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yes, sir, bro.
Absolutely,
man.
I appreciate y'all getting up this morning and coming and hanging out with me, man. I really appreciate that. And Mo, I want to thank you too, man, for expressing, you know, your story with us, man, with the military and everything. And one day we're going to get on, man. I'm going to rap with you and talk to you. I'm going to write a story, man. And we're going to, you know, we'll get some of that on paper, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely, bro.
Yeah, so that's
I'm
what's
definitely
up,
down
man. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. So, again, man, today was another great episode with great people, man. We talked about anxiety and we did the best we could to kind of tackle some of the issues and give a tad bit of insight. Stay tuned for episode 2 of Anxiety. We'll dive a little bit more, man, into this whole situation. And again, man, I want to thank y'all for stopping by, man, and kicking it with your homie, man. Hey, it's your big homie, and this has been the Bobby Dollar Show.